Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one, which is...
Yes, part one. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was monkeying around.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 monkeying around, 翻译成中文是胡闹或者是一个人捣乱的意思。Monkeying around, 注意了是 monkey 后面加 ing.
So what about today's idiom, Sam? Well, we have another monkey idiom. Okay, today's idiom is monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, S-E-E, monkey do, D-O.
Right, 昨天呢我们讲到的是 monkeying around, 是 ing, 今天的 monkey 呢作为名词来使用了猴看到了猴做这是我们直译了第一个是 monkey, 猴子看到 monkey 肯定是另一个猴子在做一个什么事情那么是不是我们说在一个动物园里面 in the zoo, 然后 in the cage,There's a lot of monkeys there, right?
Well, this one, monkey see, monkey do, I think we're going to have to put it in a conversation to see how we use it and what it means.
Okay, so let's start.
Okay.
Well, Sam, I have a problem because my son has developed a very bad habit of picking his nose a lot lately.
Oh, really? Well, that's not too bad of a habit. It's kind of a funny one for a child.
But you know, it's getting worse and worse. And I tried to stop it, but he wouldn't listen to me.
I think I know what your problem is, Peter. Maybe why he's not listening to you.
So, tell me, Sam, please.
Well, Peter, I've noticed, and not just me, some other coworkers in the office have noticed as well, that you also have this bad habit.
No, Sam... You're gonna be joking.
No, I'm not. And so I think what this is a monkey see, monkey do kind of situation.
Really?
Yes, your son sees you picking your nose, and so he's imitating his father.
Well, this is very embarrassing.
That's not too bad, but Peter, you usually are doing this when you're deep in thought.
Uh-huh.
I think that's why you don't realize that you do it quite often, actually.
When I'm gonna pick my nose in the future...Would you please stop me and say, Peter, stop picking your nose?
Sure, no problem. And actually, well, it's kind of funny. I hope this doesn't bother you, but we've created a nickname for you.
Really?
Yeah, we call you Pete the Picker.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, so your habit's pretty bad.
All right, thank you, Sam. You are the first person to let me know I have another funny nickname.Now I see why my son picks his nose. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yes, that's right. But don't worry, Peter. Now that you have our help, I think we can really help you to quit this bad habit.
Thanks a lot. 那么刚才的对话呢，我们提到了，说我有一个问题，我最近发现我的儿子不停在抠鼻子。这个问题呢，的确让我觉得呢，虽然不是一件大事，但是呢。觉得这孩子不停地抠鼻子，一是说不健康，另外这个习惯一旦长大之后的很难改掉。英文叫 pick someone's nose, P-I-C-K, 很简单的一个单词。
Yes.
然后我问 Sam 说怎么办 ？Sam 说 ，Peter， 我跟你说个实话吧，你就经常抠鼻子。我说我从来都不抠鼻子。Sam 说你自己从来没有注意到自己在抠鼻子的时候的状态，因为呢，当你在写东西的时候，当你在想事的时候呢。你会不自觉的在抠鼻子我说是吗他说你经常抠鼻子然后 Sam 用到一个词组是什么呢 monkey see monkey do 那么这里面第一个 monkey 是指我的儿子 my son、
That's、
看到这个老 monkey old monkey 是指我 Peter 那么儿子看到我抠鼻子然后呢他渐渐的会把这个习惯就形成了所以这个词组呢 monkey see monkey do 翻译成中文是一个人模仿一个人做什么什么事情然后呢后来 Sam 开了一个玩笑说办公室的人呢偷偷摸摸给你起一个外号 nickname Pete the Picker 大家知道呢 Pete 是我们这 Peter 是一个 Picker 表示抠鼻子的人、right? 我的的确确呢不知道大家背后呢这么叫我然后呢我说呢 Sam 如果以后你再发现我 picking my nose 告诉我，让我呢 stop it， 让我赶快停下来，不然的话呢，我觉得这个事情如果不停的发展下去的话呢，我会觉得非常的尴尬的。所以今天我们讲到的词组呢 ，monkey see, monkey do， 表示一个人模仿另一个人的行为或做法。Okay, so this is today's idiom, and now let's do hit the book.
Okay.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, I was reading a story a couple of weeks ago and saying some of the languages in the world today are dying.
Well, you know, I know that language changes, but why is language dying?
It's kind of scary. 刚才我跟 Sam 提到了一个问题，这个问题是什么呢？现在世界上的一些语言在消亡，为什么消亡呢？这是我们大家需要了解的一个事情。今天呢，就这个话题呢，我跟 Sam 跟大家分享一段故事，看看为什么说一些语言在消亡，在消失。So before we go to the story, and now let's check the vocab first.
Okay, here we go. Today's first word for hit the books is endangered. Endangered. E-N-D-A-N-G-E-R-E-D. Endangered.
今天呢，第一个单词呢 ,endangered. 这个词呢，我们看看。首先呢，最核心的词呢是 danger， 我们知道是危险，前面加个 in，en， 后面加个 ed， 表示一个东西呢处于灭亡的边缘。还有一个译法叫做濒临灭亡的或濒临灭绝的一个什么什么东西，可以指语言，也可以指一个物种。
Right, so we say endangered languages
or
endangered animals.
Animals, right.
Yes. Next we have be forbidden.Two words, be forbidden. Forbidden is F-O-R-B-I-D-D-E-N. Be forbidden.
第二个呢是个词组 ,be forbidden, 表示一个事情被禁止的。比如说 smoking or something is forbidden here.
Now forbidden, I would say, is quite strong.
Right.
So sometimes we say something is not allowed,But if we really want to be strong with our language, then yes, we could say be forbidden.
Right, 所以大家看到一些提示的牌匾的话呢，有不同的用语，比如说什么什么事情 not allowed 是不允许的，相对呢是比较客气的一种说法。如果说一个事情 is forbidden, 那么是一个禁止的，如果说你触犯了这一条的话呢，会有可能遭到非常严厉的处罚。
Right, so usually it's only serious situations, like for example, if an animal is endangered, well, hunting that animal is serious. So that's why we say hunting this kind of animal is forbidden.
Forbidden, right.
Yes, serious. Okay, next we have the word throughout. Throughout. T-H-R-O-U-G-H-O-U-T. Throughout.
下一个词组呢，翻译成中文是贯穿一段历史时期，贯穿一个阶段。我们比如说 throughout history.
Right. Now it sounds like throughout, like I threw something out.
Out.
Like I threw out the garbage, but this is like throughout history,
history.
Throughout the land. Yes.
Right.
Much different. Okay. Next we have dominant. Dominant. D-O-M-I-N-A-N-T. Dominant.
下一个单词呢是个形容词，翻译成中文是处于统治地位的一群人或者势力或者是影响等等 dominant influence or something.
Next we have extinct. Extinct. E-X-T-I-N-C-T. Extinct.
下一个单词翻译成中文是灭绝的灭亡的意思，它和 endangered 还是不一样。如果一个物种处于 endangered,证明它还有一个 small quantity there, right?
Right.
If they are extinct, means they disappeared.
That's right. So endangered is the level before extinct.
Right. For example, we can say panda are endangered species.
Yes.
And
we can say dinosaurs are extinct.
Extinct, right? 所以我们提到熊猫是一个濒临灭亡的一个物种，但是呢，恐龙是一个什么呢？ extinct species.
Yes.
是完全消失的一个物种了。
Right, and one that you wouldn't expect would be called extinct is volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
So volcanoes, they're active、
mm-hmm.
or they're dormant, which means...They could be active, but they're、
okay.
kind of like sleeping.
Right.
Or if they haven't been active for a very long time, then they are called extinct.
Okay, 那么另外一个例子呢，比如我们提到了火山，如果说一个火山它处于 extinct 状态呢，表示说基本上已经平息了，基本上不会再发作的一个火山。
Right.
但是如果是 dormant, 表示潜伏的火山，一定要小心了，它有可能比如这几十年没有任何的 eruption, 不能保证在以后的什么时间它可能突然就会有一个 eruption.
Okay, lastly, we have the word assimilation. Assimilation. A-S-S-I-M-I-L-A-T-I-O-N. Assimilation.
Right, 最后一个词呢也是我们在前一段学到的一个词表示不同的文化的一个融合 assimilation.它的动词呢是 assimilate. Now let's listen to the story, Languages in Crisis.
Imagine you are suddenly forbidden to speak your native language. Everywhere you go, you have to speak a different language. At school, at the mall, and with your friends and teachers. Everything on TV is in this foreign language. The only place you can speak and hear your own language...is at home with your family. After a while, your native language isn't useful anymore. When your children are born, you just speak the new language to them. They never learn your native language. Fewer and fewer people speak it. Today, almost 80% of the people in the world speak only 1% of its languages. Every 14 days, a language dies. By 2100,Half of the more than 7,000 languages spoken on Earth today, many of them not yet recorded, could disappear. Why do languages die? Throughout history, the languages of dominant groups have spread, while the languages of native cultures have become extinct. This happens because of assimilation, government language policies, or because the dominant language becomes more useful in everyday life.Children often learn the dominant language in school, but their parents still speak their native language. Those children or their children might never learn their native language.
What did we learn from the first paragraph?
Well, it poses an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
It says, imagine you are suddenly forbidden to speak your native language.
Language.
So this poses a very thought-provoking problem.
Right. 突然有一天你的母语不再使用了，你会觉得非常的恐怖， right?
Right. So everywhere you go, when you go out to buy groceries, when you go out to talk with your friends, at school, in the workplace, you cannot use your native language, you have to use a different one. How would you feel?
This is a very frightening experience.
Yes, I agree.And not only that, everything you take in,、
mm-hmm.
the TV programs, the music you listen to, it's all in a foreign language. So you're not really forbidden to speak your language here. There's really just not opportunity.
Right, nobody to talk to.
Right? So usually, the only time that we could use our native tongue is maybe speaking with family.
You're right.那么大家想一想，如果说有些朋友可能有出国的经历的话呢，会想到比如说刚到国外的头一个礼拜或者说头一个月那种感觉，几乎呢你是没有使用母语的这么一个机会，你只能用英语和当地人沟通，然后呢听国外的广播，看国外的节目，看国外的报纸，那么完完全全是一个非常陌生的一个环境，那么这种环境给人一种感觉是非常恐惧的。
So if you find yourself in this kind of situation where you can't use your language anymore because there's no opportunity, then your language becomes no longer of any use to you. It's
right.
not useful.
You're right. So people kind of forget their native tongue.
Yeah, well, that would be a horrible thing to do.
Imagine if you forget your English, means to say native language, and you start to speak Chinese.How would you feel about it?
Well, first of all, I think that would be hard. Well, actually, I find myself often forgetting English words.
Really?
At times, and all I could think of is the Chinese words.
All right.
But my mother tongue, I still, of course, like think in my head, and I still can use, because English is a useful language.
Right. Maybe because part of your brain has been occupied or replaced by Chinese language.
Yes, I think it's slowly taking over.
Your English start to suffer.
Yes, I'm losing some of my English.
Right.
But if you find yourself in a different country where your English is not used, especially when it comes to your children.
Children, right.
Yes, if you have children in the foreign land, they will probably grow up learning only the new language.
有的时候会看到老的移民在一个国家已经居住了很久，那么他们之间呢还说了他们原来的母语，后来会发现他们的孩子已经开始说一个完全不同的一个语言，在他们家庭当中会有不同语言在不停地进行交换，一会儿用比如说英语，一会儿呢可能用中文等等，可能有的时候用粤语等等。那么在美国的一些华人的家庭里面会经常出现这样的问题。
Well, actually, my friend in the US, he could speak and his hearing was good when it came to Chinese, but when it came to Chinese characters, he had a lot of trouble.
Right.
So you can imagine his children, because his English was so perfect,will probably just speak English with him, not really Chinese. So you can see how when you move to another country, your native language slowly starts to fade away.
Right.
Become extinct.
Because this language is not in use anymore.
That's right. Our article also gives us some interesting factual information.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions that almost 80% of the people in the world speak only 1%of its languages.
这个数据提到的是什么呢？在世界上80%的人，他们说的语言呢，只占全球语言的1%。在全球呢，有几大主要的语言，比如我们提到了说 Chinese or English, maybe Spanish. These three languages take a big majority of population.
Yeah, I think Chinese is number one.
Right.And maybe Spanish or English.
Yes, those three, Chinese, English, and Spanish, are definitely very useful, very dominant languages. Now, another piece of factual information that is actually quite scary is that every 14 days, a language dies. It becomes extinct.
那么第二个数据呢，我们看一下，每隔两个礼拜 ,14 days,那么有一个语言呢就会消亡。
So, it's an estimate that by 2100, the year 2100, half of more than the 7,000 languages spoken on Earth today may or could disappear.
在世界上总共有多少种语言呢？文中提到的是7000种语言 ,7,000 languages.
Wow.
那么80年以后呢，我们看看目前的这7000种语言，那么其中的一半有可能会消失。
50% will be gone. Yeah. So what's interesting, it mentions also that a lot of these languages that are spoken today, some of them aren't even recorded.
Right. 那么看看这7000种语言呢，其中很大一部分呢是几乎没有任何记载的。很多语言我们会认为它只是一种 oral languages.
Right.So, for example, even in Chinese,、
mm-hmm.
you can read the Chinese characters, but the way they're pronounced by some of the smaller groups or like villages is much more different than regular Chinese, right?
Right. 那么说呢，我们的汉语呢，不同的地方有不同的方言，那么这些语言加在一起呢，这个种类已经很多了。So, I have a question, Sam. Why these languages die?
Well, the article mentions thatThese dominant languages, they tend to spread throughout the different cultures and societies around the world. So the smaller native languages tend to become extinct.
提到了一点是什么呢? A dominant group 是指那些起到的支配作用的那些语言，他们呢不断地渗透到其他的文化当中去取代它的 文化的一部分，语言呢逐渐的取代了当地的语言，那么最终的结果是什么呢？当地的那些人口相对比较少的那部分人群的语言呢，逐渐的就会消失掉。
Right, and that's because when these dominant groups and languages come, then something like assimilation starts to happen. And sometimes the government will even have language policies. Like we've read in the past, they've banned people from speaking a certain language.
我们刚才讲到了这种过程，用英文呢叫做 assimilation, 叫文化的一个同化过程。我们提到另外一个因素呢是 government policies, 一些国家制定的一些政策不允许一些小的语言的存在，他们会禁止一些语言的使用，进一步加剧了这些语言的消亡。
And also sometimes a language, one of the dominant languages, just becomes more useful. So you can use it in business life, you can use it on the street, when you go abroad. So sometimes that's why you tend to use the dominant language more.
Right, we think the popularity of some dominant languages is another factor why the small languages disappear.
Yes, that's right.
Imagine you are suddenly forbidden to speak your native language. Everywhere you go, you have to speak a different language. At school, at the mall, and with your friends and teachers. Everything on TV is in this foreign language. The only place you can speak and hear your own language is at home with your family. After a while, your native language isn't useful anymore. When your children are born, you just speak the new language to them. They never learn your native language. Fewer and fewer people speak it. Today, almost 80% of the people in the world speak only 1% of its languages. Every 14 days, a language dies. By 2100, half of the more than 7,000 languages spoken on Earth today, many of them not yet recorded, could disappear. Why do languages die? Throughout history, the languages of dominant groups have spread, while the languages of native cultures have become extinct. This happens because of assimilation, government language policies, or because the dominant language becomes more useful in everyday life. Children often learn the dominant language in school, but their parents still speak their native language. Those children or their children might never learn their native language.
Okay, I think that's it for today's discussion of why some of the languages died.
Yeah, very understandable.
Right. All right, time is up, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
广播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am77